right?
Yeah, the only reason we can think of is that one reason we can think of is that maybe we haven't played here as much as we have everywhere else in the world, you know, because we've toured extensively in America and extensively in Australia and Canada as well, although we haven't really played that much in Canada. And
yeah, it seems like our whole career, though, has been pretty parallel with the amount of time, you know, times we toured the country.
Yeah, but then I was thinking, you know, like New Zealand and Canada, we've hardly played in either of those places, really.
But they kind of reflect, they're very closely related. New Zealand is to Australia and Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
The States, it sort of influences in a way.
It seems that, you know, wherever we tour, we start having success, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess we're very much a live band in many ways, you know. I think once people get the vibe on from the band and they see us live, then they really love the records, you know.
And also, I think the American media, American radio stations, and that take risks that seems very tight, especially say in England here. The playlists are really, really tight. And, you know, if something doesn't take off straight away, then they drop it real quick. Whereas in America, they have all sorts of radio. They have album radio where they just play, they don't play singles, they play tracks off albums, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's
like Guns in the Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been really helpful to us in those countries. Whereas in Europe, you know, in England, unless you get sort of people going out and buying a single, then it just doesn't stay on playlists for long. You get a couple of plays a week, and if someone doesn't buy out, well, then something else comes along.
We still fight for it in America, you know. I mean, because we still want, you just want, you know, it's, so it doesn't, the live show is really going to be the same anyway.
Mm.
But it just, you know, it brings you back in your head really a bit more so than say a show or, you know, things like that. It just makes it feel more like, you know, it's good, there's still places where, you know, we're unheard of. And we're, you know, but then, again, there's other countries like Argentina. We've played once, you know, and we've had, like, number ones there and stuff, and we sell a lot of records in Argentina, you know. So it's kind of interesting, you know, just the different places. But
It's always a fight, really, in a way. Anyway, like in Australia now, we're kind of fighting to stay on top, kind of thing, you know. Because we've had a pretty amazing run there for the last sort of 3 or 4 years, and now it's a situation where we need to sort of, I guess, be careful in Australia to keep that